Welcome to the CCM Live with Marcus podcast. To watch encore video broadcast and keep up with what's new in Christian music, visit ccmmagazine.com. And now, today's episode, here's Marcus.
Hello, hello. It is Thursday. It depends on where you are in the world. Hey, my name is Marcus, and you guys are here for CCM Live. Thanks for being here, everybody. It is, it's been an awesome week. I'm so excited to close out a pretty strong week. And hey, if you guys are here for the first time, hello and welcome. This is where we talk about Christian music and you talk about Christian music with the people that make it. And I get to talk with them and then I get to talk with you. It's a beautiful thing. If you have not checked it out, go to ccmmagazine.com. Of course, all of the episodes of this exist there, including this week's awesome set, which rounds out today with BJ from Planet Shakers. He'll be here in just a second. And so, guys, this is, look what it says. It says share now. So if you click that share button, you scroll down, you can find individual people. If there's one person on your mind you want to invite, go click that. Or you could just tag them in the comments. Speaking of comments, I am watching yours. Look, my friend Katie Donovan saying hello. Hi, Katie. So feel free to post your comments. Post your questions, and we will we'll be throwing them up here and ask a few of them. So, yes, I know it's not your first time. you know how this works, Katie. It's awesome. So today's guest is BJ Pridham, the worship pastor at Planet Shakers Church in Melbourne, Australia, and Planet Shakers. I feel like they're always releasing an album. They're just super prolific, high energy, awesome stuff. They've just released Heaven on Earth, Volume 1 and 2, and BJ's here. What's up?
Hey, bro. How's things?
It's good, man. And happy Friday to you.
Happy Friday to you too, bro.
Not yet. Not, you know.
Yeah, not yet. But it's coming. Friday's coming.
You promise? I mean, what's it like there? Is Friday okay so far? I mean, this is like a time travel thing. Like, Friday, is it all right?
Let me give you a message from Friday. It's sunny, it's beautiful, the skies are clear, and Australia is wishing you were here. There's a little fun.
Yeah, there was a rhyme. You must be a songwriter, my friend. So it's springtime too, which doesn't exactly, you know, hold up here. It's not springtime here. But hey, something I do with every guest on the show now is I have you find something random in the room you're in that tells us a little bit of something about you. So what's nearby that you can snag that tells us about you, BJ?
Okay. Let me look. Can I show you this awesome? I don't know if you can see this. This is an awesome painting.
Oh wow!
Can you see that?
Yeah, that's gorgeous.
That's the a friend of ours in our church, Planet Shakers, did this for us. And I don't know if you can see intrinsically, but there are these Roman numerals kind of through it. And they are the dates of the birthdays of my wife and my children and myself.
Oh, wow. And
it's just really cool. And it doesn't really tell you anything about me, but I just think it's awesome.
Well, we'd know your birthday if we had great eyes and we could read Roman numerals. That's what we learned about you. That's pretty awesome. That's pretty great. So you're the worship pastor at Planet Shakers Church.
Yes, sir.
It is Friday. Sunday's coming. What does a normal week look like for you as worship pastor?
Well, what's just happened recently, which you may not be aware of, is I'm now what we call a campus pastor as well. So I've handed on the worship pastor role, but I'm still really involved in everything, all things creative at Planet Shakers. So for me, back when I was the worship pastor, what I would be doing is Tuesdays are full of meetings, back-to-back, really catching the heartbeat of our pastors, our senior pastors, Pastor Russell and Pastor Sam Evans, and we'll be working on events that are coming up. We're talking about tours. We're talking about church last Sunday, church next Sunday, mm-hmm. and really getting good sense of direction for where we're going, even over the next few months. And then Wednesday would be, you know, we begin to outwork that. But we have 7 a.m. prayer meeting on a Wednesday, so we would get together. There's about anywhere between 900 and 1,000 people come out to pray on a 7 a.m.
Wow. Wednesday.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's amazing.
It's pretty crazy. It's like a pretty legit church service, actually. Yeah. It's pretty powerful. Man. And it's amazing because our prayer, we are seeing so much fruit from that. But anyway, that aside,
yeah,
we would be spending, so Wednesdays, I'd be working through what we talked about Tuesday, Wednesday night. We have discipleship Thursday. I'm getting sermons ready or getting whatever ready these days as a campus pastor. Fridays have meetings in the city, catching up with people, hanging out with people, getting rosters ready for the weekend, making sure that the rosters are good, people get sick, not everyone's available, all that kind of stuff.
Sure.
So
all the
normal kind of stuff that happens. Some people think that doesn't happen in big church life, but it does happen. People get sick, people get pulled away to do stuff last second. So yeah.
That's why I love talking to guys like you that are part of these big international movements but are still part of a local church. It's to encourage all of you in the local church that no matter what, local church stuff is local church stuff. It just happens. It doesn't matter how big or how many albums you have. It's just, yeah, that's just how it is. How did you get hooked up with Planet Shakers Church? What's your story for connecting with them?
Quite innocently, I didn't come with any agenda to do what I do today. We were just looking for a church to make home. My wife and I were newly married. We'd been married for a year. We're actually from a very rural part of Australia. And so we were thinking, well, what adventure do you have for us, Jesus? And we didn't feel like the adventure was where we were living. And so we just went on this journey of where would we live and what church would we go to. My wife actually was the one that came to me with the suggestion, why don't we check out Planet Shakers? And I was like, yeah, cool. It's about 70 miles from where we were living at the time.
Oh, wow.
I said, honey, have you checked how far away it is? And she's like, yeah. I think it'd be good. I think it'd be good, baby. I'm like, okay.
Wow. Yeah, that's a commute.
And we go, and it just was very evident very quickly that was home. And we haven't looked back since. I had no intention of getting involved in the way that I have. I wasn't chasing any of those dreams. I was actually happy to just go get a job and give and serve as a volunteer in any capacity. This is happening.
So this is a pretty big change, though, for you now, going from being worship pastor of this church to being a campus pastor. I mean, obviously, like there's a story there. God's doing something that led you sort of out of the main music role and into more of this straight up pastoral leadership role. Talk about that.
Yeah, love to. It's I think for us, I was in this role of worship pastor and really living the dream. Like this is what has been inside my heart and loving it. And there came a point maybe 2013, 2014, maybe a bit later than that, 2014, 2015, where I'm feeling like something's changed and I never, ever want to leave Pastor Russell and Pastor Sam. I know they're like my parents. They're like my spiritual parents, and I very much view them that way. And I was thinking, what's going on? Like I should be, I'm living the dream, right? Like this is the deal. This is what you were born to do, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I remember talking to my wife, and my wife is like, Honey, you get to work with your best friends. You need to just go to work and be happy. And I'm like, yeah, I know. I agree.
Yeah.
I know. there was this unsettling inside of us, but we decided not to talk about it. We decided to just give it to God and let God really direct that. And then we were asked in early 2017, worship pastor BJ, would you mind going to one of our campuses just to be the music director there? The campus is going great, but we really want to shift it into a new level of worship and passion, expression of passionate expression of praise and worship. So I did, and then that began a journey that nobody was ready for.
Yeah.
In my heart, like, we would come home from those church services, all I'm doing is leading praise and worship. But God started doing things, and my wife and I would talk in the car on the way back, say, well, if this was our campus, what would we do? And then we would shut the conversation. We'd go, no, let's not talk about that. You're living the dream now. You're living the dream.
Yeah.
But then Pastor Sam and Pastor Russell called us one day and just said, hey, I love you and the role that you're doing, and I in one breath don't want to change that, but it would appear that something's happening here and we feel like it could be God. Would you be open to being campus pastors at this campus? and we're not saying don't be involved in creative. We're not saying don't songwrite. We're not saying don't worship lead. We're not saying any of those things. We're just saying, would you head this up? And and we said we would pray and think about it, but we knew immediately that that's what the change in our spirit was all about.
Mm-hmm. Wow. So now you're sort of, you know, at first you're looking at it from just a worship perspective. Now you get to look at this campus from a holistic perspective, but then back to the worship stuff. You're obviously still involved with Planet Shakers, the music.
Yeah.
What does that look like now, and how involved are you?
Yeah, it's the best. Like, I think it's always been fun, but I'm having the most fun now.
Nice.
Yeah, so it's still tours, it's still things like that. I'm writing. I still write with the guys. There's a few songs that I've written, that I've penned, that are on the new albums. But, you know, I think it looks better coming from a campus pastor point of view. You just have unique eyes. I think you carry it differently. You feel the weight differently, good weight and bad weight, and all of that stuff. You kind of experience the whole thing in a new light. And writing from those perspectives is different and awesome. Is very awesome. Probably perspectives I'd not seen before, but I'm really enjoying.
So, what do you mean? Like, what does that look like in terms of your songwriting, or even how you lead? Like, what's changed?
Yeah, I mean, I think to get a congregation to experience something in God, and to get them from one page to the next, is only something that someone in that authority, that role of authority, can really, well, that's my responsibility. That's my God-given responsibility, is to take them on a journey from Egypt to the Promised Land.
Yeah.
And so, whereas you know that before as a worship leader, but you're probably thinking, I've got 4 songs to do that, or I've got my worship to do that. Now I'm thinking, I've got people's lives, you know. I'm thinking holistically, I'm thinking about generationally, I'm thinking about this kid's just finished high school now, but I can see where he's going to be in 10 years. Let's take him on a journey of, you know, what do you feel God's saying to you in all of this, and help him along that journey. There's also the brokenness and all of that stuff too, where you're seeing people get diagnosis for all these kinds of diseases, and you get a righteous anger inside of you saying, well, I don't believe that's your portion, and so you create vehicles then for God to, for people to experience that attribute of God, because we know God is wanting to do that stuff
But as a rider, that gives you a unique perspective to create vehicles for that, if that makes sense.
Yeah, and I guess sort of jumping off that, you know, you're very much involved in the local church now. I mean, local campus and everything. How does that make you a better leader on that global level? And then how does that global perspective, you know, in inverse affect you locally?
Brilliant. Well, I'll start with the inverse. It's really important that our campus, because our campus at the moment, somewhere around 1,000 people all up.
Wow.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy.
Yeah.
But the important thing for them to know is they're part of a global movement and they're not just a local church. They integrated into this thing called Planet Shakers. And whether you know it or not, or whether you're directly there on the platform with us or not, what's going on here is impacting the world. And so it's important for them to be tied into that. And they are, and they feel very much a part of it, which is brilliant for me. I love that because we are one family. But yeah, I think it's changed my perspective globally because, I mean, we're doing this for the kingdom. We're not doing it for a concert. We're not doing it for fame, fortune. We're not seeking after success for success's sake. We're looking to empower a generation to win a generation. That's literally the catch cry of Planet Shakers. So when you are a campus pastor, you recognize that there are literally probably thousands of campus pastors in the room at any given time at the event. Yeah. And some of these people have come on their last legs. You know, some of them have come saying, I'm just literally about to throw the towel in and become a banker, like I always thought I could. but we come with that perspective, and I think when you are doing this daily and you get victories in it, you get an authority to speak into that. Whereas if I was a worship pastor before, I have a great authority on my life, but probably not to be able to go speak to the campus pastor and say, campus pastor, if you did this, this, and this, could change your world.
Yeah. Yeah. You can identify with them differently now.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. That's awesome. You guys are so, as I mentioned earlier, prolific, Planet Shakers, as a songwriting, music releasing engine. Is there a particular, because I feel like every time I blink, you guys have something new coming. Is that sort of from the outset? You guys wanted to do one album a year, or sometimes more, but one album a year. What's the design to that?
Yeah, I mean we believe that we believe that there always is a new song, and we don't want to rest on yesterday's revelation of what God is doing yesterday. God was doing awesome stuff yesterday, and I want to honor that. Always want to honor what God has done in the past, for sure. But what's he doing today? And what's he speaking about today for tomorrow? And even what is he saying tomorrow? Tell me today what you're saying tomorrow. And that's very much the heartbeat of Planet Shakers. You know, I think Pastor Russell really carries an apostolic anointing for the church globally, that he has a voice that way, and so I think our music just follows suit with that. There's always a new song, and I think because we're under that anointing, it's not necessarily us. We are in pursuit of the new song, but those songs are coming to all of us constantly, so there seems to be always a new idea going, always a new thought going, always a new praise song coming. But what you guys don't know too is in the life of our church, we've got events, we've got things coming up, and so we want new songs for that too. We want, because you may have just heard stuff on the new albums, but we've been doing them for a year.
Yeah.
So,
right.
So there's a bit of that going on too.
Well, I love your guys' stylistic influences because, or not influences, stylistic choices, because it's not, you don't borrow from anybody else. You kind of have your own thing. There is modern worship, but then there's also like, sometimes you get like funk in there and like, and then you've definitely got like the gospel side of what you do too. Where did that sound come from? And what's most, where do you, how do you even go about creating this sound?
Yeah, I mean, I think what you guys probably maybe don't know is that Pastor Russell is actually, who is over Planet Shakers entirely, he's actually an exceptional musician.
Oh, like, nice.
Exceptional. And so I think a lot of that, you know, whether it's conscious or unconscious, these days stems from him being brilliant, and I think we all therefore have a passion for stuff to be as good as it can be, as fresh as it can be. We definitely have influences, but we are very, very focused on not copying or we do believe in being relative to this generation. I think that's really important. The word of God is relative to every generation, but we want to speak the language of the day. That's very important. But also we want to, like, we enjoy this music.
Yeah, it's enjoyable.
We love playing it. And I think if we're having encounters through it ourselves, if we're praising God through it ourselves, then I think everyone else is going to have a good time too.
I love the videos that I've seen connected to both of the Heaven on Earth projects, and just you guys obviously are worshiping, but you're also having a blast. It's awesome. I love watching that. with Heaven on Earth, you've got part one and two out. Three's coming. Right. The first part, you guys were in the Philippines. Second part, you were home in Melbourne. They're smaller projects in, you know, related to what you guys have done in the past. What's different about this? What are you going for with these, with this series?
Yeah, I think we wanted to really capture the heartbeat, and the reach of what we do. Because there are great things that happen here. We have a conference in Melbourne once a year. And we fill an arena, and that's wonderful and powerful, so, so powerful. Yeah.
And it's what birthed you guys, right?
Yeah, Planet Shakers Conference. Right. That's what birthed the whole thing. And, we wanted to capture that. We've always captured that. But then we were like, well, there's all these moments that we would talk about privately from across the world. Remember when that happened and that kind of got out of control. Remember when that happened and, you know, we stopped playing, but everyone just kept praising for the next 20 minutes, you know. Yeah. Stuff like that would happen, but we never captured it. And so we thought this is something worth capturing, not for the sake of capturing, but encounters kind of unlock other people into encounter too. So
yes, yeah.
We wanted to give that to people.
You've got a song that I love from part two, which is Move Out of My Way. what inspired that one?
Yeah, so I think that was Joth and Andy that wrote that, and I can't remember if I weighed in on that or not. Oh, yeah, I did. So the thought was, it's not Jesus Move Out of My Way, just to be clear, anyone.
Yeah.
But it was really... Just to be clear, really speaking to limitations and anything that would stand in the way of you, and then putting a declaration in your mouth, whatever's in front of me, get out of my way, because I'm coming for Jesus. Yeah. I've come to praise him. I've come to lift him up. Nothing's going to stop my praise. And that was really the thought. It was an audacious thought. I remember us thinking, oh, this is pretty audacious to such a thing, but it's proved to be a very powerful song.
Equally audacious, I think, is your decision to bring back the guys, you know, shouting out, and the girls shouting out and those shouting out, like, man, it's been a long time since we've had a song that does that. So thanks for bringing it back. It is so fun. Able to do that.
You know, the thing with Praise, I think we want to not be so serious. Like, there is a serious side. Yes, totally. We get that. But I mean, there is such thing as the joy of the Lord too. And I think Jesus is all about a party as well.
That's right. Absolutely. Well, what songs are you finding, at least from these first two that came out, that are really capturing people's hearts in worship on Sunday morning, yeah, whether it's at your campus or elsewhere?
Yeah. I think surprise is probably the wrong word, but I think the song Draw Close has kind of gone way beyond what I thought it would. It was a real blessing to us in our church here for the last 18 months that we've been singing it. It's been a blessing to me personally as well. But I had no idea that it would help people maybe in the way that it has. And that's been awesome. It's been awesome to watch.
Love that. And now you're gearing up to release a part three. Is this going to be recorded somewhere else in the world? Where's this one from?
I'm not sure if it's top secret or not, but I'll say it. But we will do this one live from our church for the very first time. So this will be it will be history in the making. So I don't think many people we do a live stream every Sunday. And we have around 120,000 or 130,000 that stream in live for that. But this will be the first time we release a product that's got out
from the church. So this, you've always done it from the conference when you've been in Melbourne, uh-huh. never from the church.
Never. Always.
Wow.
From,
Well, what a lot of people maybe in the States don't realize is that Melbourne is the arts capital. Is that correct? It's the arts capital of Australia. It's basically
Sydney would argue otherwise, but it's not true.
Yeah, but New York would argue with LA, and everyone knows it's in LA, you know?
Come on. Right.
But basically, you're like LA and Nashville kind of put together. The pressure, maybe that's the wrong word to use, but the opportunity to be musically excellent in a city like that it's pretty unmatched everywhere else in Australia because of the sheer amount of talent. I mean, you guys speak to a lot of artists in Melbourne.
You know, I think it's been amazing that God has given us is giving us the ability to speak into so many spheres of life. I mean, that we get to speak to so many influential people these days, I guess. And that's a pretty crazy thing, I guess. The level that we're kind of operating at, I mean, this is just what we do, but I guess we forget that you know, it's probably not normal. And so people are taking note of that in our city at the moment, and they're going, wow. I mean, there's been some pretty big events happen in the city that have mentioned us and spoken about us.
Yeah, it's cool.
Pretty cool. Yeah.
Yeah. Awesome. Well, I invoked the Nashville. Do you guys keep in touch with your old buddies, out at the Belonging Company that, you know, there's that church that's just kind of blown up out there, and I know they started with you guys out in Melbourne.
Yeah, they did. They sure did. Yeah, Henry and Alex doing such an awesome job there. I personally haven't been to Nash in a long time, but I mean, I think what they do is incredible. I mean, Henry's such a anointed guy. Man, the guy can sing like the best of them. He's incredible. But yeah, we love them dearly and think they're awesome.
It's cool to see. It's cool to see what kind of started there in Melbourne has found its way in many different ways around the world. What's next for you guys? How can those of us watching be praying for you?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's an exciting adventure that we're on. Like every day, there's a new thing that seems to be popping up. You know, there's new opportunities, there's new challenges, and so we feel like we're called to do this on a global scale and really help people encounter the love of Jesus, help people encounter the presence of God, and you know, if people could just pray that doors would be open, pray for protection as we tour and do all those things, that would be wonderful. But we're loving this season. This season is a season like no other. It's been amazing.
You got tour plans coming up?
We do, but I don't know what they are. I just get on the plane. They tell me to get on it.
They just say, get on board. Yep, that's it. Awesome. Well, something we want to do before we close out of any one of these is pray for the people we've got with us. And so if you're watching now, you're watching later, it all works the same. Let's pray for BJ while he's here.
Please.
Oh, Father God, we just thank you so, so much that that you are not, you're not a God that just leaves things on autopilot. You're a God that's constantly seeking after people, taking ground, changing hearts. And I thank you for that as manifest in Planet Shakers Church, as manifest in BJ's life. And so, Lord, we just, first of all, thank you for just for the stories and testimonies that have already taken place. And we thank you in advance for those that are coming. We just pray for BJ's campus that there'd be just a great campus life, a great explosion of worship in that context. And Lord, let that continue to feed what's happening at the global level and vice versa, Lord. And so we pray that that with all of these exciting opportunities, Lord, you would help them maximize the deposit you've made in them and see your name proclaimed all over the earth. And so we pray all of this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Yes, amen. Awesome. Thank you, man. Thanks for the time. Thanks for spending your Friday morning with us. And yeah, so I'll be excited to check out volume or part 3 of Heaven on Earth. Of course, part 1 and part 2 are out where you get music. Yes. And there's videos that go with them. They're awesome. If you want to get, pumped, you want to see people that aren't just, I'm not saying people do this, but aren't just putting on a show, but they're having fun and worshiping. It's awesome. That's what I've always loved about you guys. And so tell Joth hello. I've interviewed him before and I'll appreciate those guys. So, and you as well. All right. Thanks a lot. Have a good weekend. All right. That's it, everybody. Hey, that was BJ. That was awesome. Of course, Planet Shakers, you know where to find those guys. And just keeping, if you miss one album, just hang on. Another one's coming because these guys have a lot of songs in their heart. It's awesome. Hey, if you want to catch any of the previous episodes of this show, go to iTunes in the podcast area. You look under CCM Magazine. You can find them there. Or if you go to ccmmagazine.com, you can find them all listed under the Live with Marcus page. Next week, it's a big week. We've got Building 429 on Tuesday. On Wednesday, we've got director Eric Welch. He's got a new film called Beautifully Broken that's going to be hitting theaters soon. So we're going to talk to him about that movie. Dude, we had an actor yesterday. We're going to talk with the director next week. I think we're getting into Hollywood. Or maybe Melbourne. Yeah, let's go Melbourne. And then on Thursday, we've got Michael Sweet from Striper. If you guys know that guy, man, he's doing his best work now. And so if it's been since the 80s, since you've paid attention, it's time to wake up. It's going to be good. All right, that's what I've got. Say hello, share this if you liked it, and we'll see you next week. Thanks a lot, everybody.